This podcast is a Radio Mike original production. Head to radiomike.com.au to find out more. Before we get into today's episode of Harry Potter and the Boys, I just want to do some quick plugs. First of all, if you want to see short clips and highlights from Harry Potter and the Boys, follow us on Instagram or TikTok at HPATBpod. It's the best way to catch up with the show. There's also daily Harry Potter memes, and we're digging into the archive of the show to bring hilarious videos from the last few years. And if you like the show, share it on your stories, pop it in the group chat, tell your friends about it, and let them know that this podcast is hilarious. You can support the show for as little as a dollar a month, patreon.com/radiomike. And you can check out my other podcast, 20th Century Boy, the conversations you wish you were having about the stuff that nobody else cares about. Now, on with the show. 50 years after the final Harry Potter book, Harry Potter is now headmaster of Hogwarts, ready to usher in a brand new generation of witches and wizards. My name's Radio Mike, and I love Harry Potter. In fact, I love Harry Potter so much that when I was a kid, I wrote a series of 7 Harry Potter fan fiction novels. This is book 2 in that series. Welcome to Harry Potter and the Team Wizard Tournament. Everyone, welcome to Harry Potter and the Boys, a fan fiction podcast by this guy, Radio Mike, book 2, the Team Wizard Tournament. Sam, welcome to the show.
So good to be back, and Harry Potter's got the snitch. He's got the snitch.
Wow, what made you decide to do that? That was bold.
I don't know.
He's got the snitch. Lee Jordan.
Yeah.
Who is also Magnitude from Community.
No way. Pop.
The pop guy.
No
way. I could not believe that when I first heard it.
I think I've just first heard it.
How crazy is that?
Well, I don't believe you.
It's true. It is true.
That's crazy.
If you've seen Community, that's Lee Jordan, the pop guy.
Wow.
One of the recurring characters in that show.
God, he's done well for himself.
It is funny because Lee Jordan is the Quidditch commentator.
Yeah.
He's 14 years old. He's a Quidditch commentator. And then from third year onwards, he's just not. Now I realize, as in the movies, he just disappears one's commentating Quidditch anymore.
We can all see it.
Yeah. Because how do you even commentate Quidditch? Because it's Harry's flying around looking for this niche. Quabble's over there. Well, someone's, there's a bloodshot.
It would be very hard. Oh, someone's hit that bloodshot. But oh, hang on, but while that's happening, something else is happening.
Okay. It's too much happening.
And to do it on your own is that's a hard task.
Yeah, it's a really tough task.
So you probably quit out of stress.
Yeah. He's probably to Professor McGonagall, I'm not supported in this role. I need someone else with me.
I can't keep up with all the stats and all the... What is there? 4-5 balls?
The sport doesn't make sense. How the fuck do you think I'm going to commentate it? No, we are back for another episode. Welcome, guys. A brief detour at the top there. And... Well, we've got a lot of stuff to cover in the chit chat section.
Yeah, the chit chat.
The chit chat champ section.
Section.
Yeah. Sam, first up.
Yeah.
Bam. The Harry Potter and the Boys TikTok exploded this week. I posted a bunch of clips and for a few days it was 99+ notifications every time I checked. And
now I said I wouldn't come back on this podcast until we had a milli views on one of our videos.
And we haven't.
Damn it.
944K on the dot on the Snape teaching the Slytherins how to dance clip. Okay. And I'm just like...
Guys, if 56,000 of you could please go and watch that clip.
Well, that's the thing. We've never had a milli before. And I'm just like... Come on, TikTok. Give us the milli. Give us the milli.
We've never had a thousie before.
Yeah.
We've never had a thousie before last week.
Yeah. In the last 5 clips have all hit over 50,000 views, right? And so now I'm just going ham on the Harry Potter and the Boys TikTok. So go and follow it.
Hey, guys. This is Mike from the editing suite. I am pleased to let you know that at the time of recording this podcast, we had not hit the milli. But at the time of release, we have, in fact, hit
hit 1.1 million views on that clip. We've hit the milli. Okay, back to the pod.
I've noticed one of them is censored for sensitive content.
One what? Is censored for sensitive content. And it's
Do
just
you know
the,
why?
It's the crab and goyle one I put up. Maybe it's because I talk about crab dying. I don't know why it's censored. It's there's nothing like risque about it at all. But
His face looks like a bit like a butt. Yeah, that's fine.
That is, it's possibly that, yeah. So that was good, and go and follow us there. But the thing is, Sam, I wanted to start with a complaint, because obviously this podcast, and we're always grateful that you do it. Thank you, Sam. It's
okay. That's okay? Am I in trouble?
No. The listeners are, I guess. Like, this podcast started on my other podcast, 20th Century yes. Boy. Like, I used to read it on that podcast yes. in this first year. And as of today, one, that Snape dancing video is now the most viral thing I've ever done, right?
Wow, yeah.
And then the other thing is Harry Potter and the Boys is now a more listened to podcast than 20th Century
wow.
Boy, my main pod. Which is, I guess it makes sense because there's a much wider demographic of Harry Potter yeah. fans than Mike fans. But still, guys, I used to use 20th Century Boy to promote this show, but now I have to use this show to promote 20th Century Boy. It's like if the Cleveland show became a much more successful show than Family Guy.
Yeah, or if the spin-off Joey became more famous than the Friends franchise. Yeah,
I think it's only happened like once or twice. The best ever performing spin-off in history was Frasier. Spin-off of Cheers,
it was
more successful and acclaimed than Cheers.
Yeah, which I didn't realise for ages that was a spin-off.
I know, exactly. But it's like Joey, I think, was an attempt to do a Frasier, but it just failed.
Yeah, and imagine at the end of Joey, if he does one of his classic Joey things, and he goes, now if you love this, make sure you go and check out Friends. It's another show I'm in.
See where it all began.
You got the characters in there in a bit of a younger version of me.
Yeah, it's so that's this morning, and I would love people to go check out.
There's this guy, Ross, you'll love him. He's pretty quirky.
Nothing toxic about him.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
No, but I would love for people to check out 20th Century Boy, because now the two most viral things I've done are both with you from this pod.
I was going to say, Jack Post said his most viral video is the one we recently did, and I'm thinking, what is the common denominator? Me.
Sam and Mike. Oh, well, just Sam, I guess.
One you, I guess. Yeah.
But yeah, so that's fun. So more clips are going up. I'm digging into the archive of episodes as well to get more clips out. And so go check out some highlights there. One more from me. Well, do you have anything you wanted to bring?
Oh, I had a bit of a, I guess it's my own version of our post, because this is just what people message me. We went to a Christmas party.
Yeah, we had a staff Christmas
staff
party.
Christmas party last
we
week.
Won't talk about everything that happened there.
No, but then, no. then just we posted a photo of Harry Potter and the boys at the Christmas party.
Yeah.
And I got a message from...
Sorry, Sam and I work for a company, and that company had a Christmas party. There wasn't an internal...
Harry Potter and the boys
Christmas
party. We
don't have a budget for this.
That we didn't invite any of you to. It was just only us two. I'll get you one. Anyway, I got a message from a keen listener, Xavier.
Yeah.
And
welcome.
He was saying Harry Potter and the Disco Christmas Party. He's made his own little fanfic here.
Mm.
And he says at the party, Seamus gets kicked out. Lavender Brown fucks a goblin.
What?
Ginny and Harry smoke bomb at 10, and Neville discovers he's into wizard grime.
I can vibe that.
Hermione's awarded best dress, but Dumbledore comes in at the last minute to award 10,000 points to Dean Thomas, who wins it in the second biggest in Justin Hogwarts history. Because Dean Thomas is pretty fine.
He's handsome.
Fred and George create absolute chaos by slipping Veritaserum into the punch bowl at the start of the night.
Yeah.
Filch, once again, is left with a mop and a broom to clean up, despite a spell being perfectly capable of doing the job in sub 2 minutes. That's a good observation.
Yeah, that's a great observation.
Why was there a cleaner when you could just magic
Mr.
it?
Mr. Filch, yeah. We've talked about that on the show before. In fact, one of the archival clips I've cut to go out this week is me and Jack Post talking about exactly this. So let's not do it again.
Let's not. Okay, well, okay, thanks, Dave.
So I've been re-watching a lot of the Harry Potter movies, and I re-watched Prisoner of Azkaban over the weekend, and there's one thing, I know you've got one thing from this movie, but there's one thing I picked up about this movie that I don't think I've seen anywhere in any like Harry Potter fan kind of community, right? Okay. I don't think anyone's ever mentioned this, but Goyle, Malfoy's crony in that movie,
I think the actor was like sick or unavailable for a lot of the shoot because Goyle appears in like the first scene where they go to Care of Magical Creatures with Hagrid with the buckbeak stuff. That scene. But every other scene with Malfoy and Crabbe in the movie, Goyle is not there. What? It's another kid. It's a tall, lanky kid that is not Goyle.
Who is it?
I don't know. Like, I send you a photo of the kid, and I'm like, who is this kid? Because
he just looks like an anonymous child.
Yeah, and it's just like, go and watch the movie. I'm telling, and I think everyone just remembers it being Goyle, but if you go and watch the movie, it is not Goyle. It is some random kid that like that looks nothing like Goyle at all.
And no,
Goyle only appears in that first scene with Buckbeak.
This is not the same guy that later on goes to jail. And
no. Crabbe is there. Crabbe's there.
Oh.
But Goyle, I'm showing Sam a photo. That's not Goyle. That's some other kid. And he has lots of lines. He probably has more lines than Goyle had in the whole series. But like, because he's like, Malfoy, wait, and stuff like that. But it's not Goyle. When Hermione slaps Malfoy, Goyle isn't there. It's this random other Slytherin.
For those iconic moments.
Yeah, and it's not Blaise Zabini. It's some white kid. And I'm just like, I think we all just remember it being Goyle, but it is not Goyle.
Maybe he got injured by Buckbeak in that first scene.
They had to send him home.
Yeah.
The parents threatened to sue.
He's in the hospital wing.
But yeah, I highly implore you guys. It is not Goyle.
If anyone knows who he is.
Yeah. Is it Zachariah Smith, perhaps?
Perhaps. Because we knew that it was Blaise Zabini.
That's not Blaise Zabini.
But then why is this not talked about?
I want answers. Like, I actually want to know what happened to the actor of Goyle in Prisoner of Azkaban. He must have just been on holidays. And his parents were like, family. Hey, he's available for like a week, but then we're going to Egypt and he won't be able to shoot.
Egypt, we saw all the wizards go.
We saw Ron there and we just have to take Goyle.
So you're saying the parents of the actual Goyle in the fiction
took him away from Hogwarts. Yeah. Anyway, and you had one thing from Prisoner of Azkaban.
Well, because I feel like they were just messing with us.
All over the place in that movie.
Chucking in new actors, taking other actors out.
Yeah.
In the divination scene.
Yeah.
With the whole, the Grimm.
Yeah.
And there's that random character.
Yeah.
That's like, the Grimm is, what does he say?
Yeah, there's like this chubby black kid that has never been seen in Harry Potter before, was not in the previous two films and is not in the books.
No.
And he just has these really profound, ominous lines throughout the entire movie. He's like, the Grimm, an omen of death, one of the darkest omens in the world. You can just picture.
And it's the like most poignant moment of the movie. And then we're all sitting there like, yeah. And then you go, wait.
Who is that?
Yeah.
You can just picture the whole class being like, who are you? You weren't here last year. Do you even go here?
You weren't here last year. What, did you transfer?
He pops up in another scene, if you remember, where Seamus Finnegan comes in with the newspaper and he's like, he's been cited, Sirius Black. And they're like, surely they'll find him. And it's like, oh, I don't know where he is. And then like the camera like pans across to the other side of the table and that kid is there. And he's like, that's right. Black could be anywhere. It's like trying to catch smoke. It's like trying to catch smoke with your bare hands. And then just end of scene. No one talks to him or acknowledges him. It's like, who is this character?
Because they're probably still like, is this someone's cousin? Yeah. Like, I don't.
Is he in our year? He's in some of our classes.
I did look up. Apparently, they've called his name's Bem.
Yeah, I saw that too. We don't know.
I mean, get Ben. Ben's right there. Ben with an M.
If anyone can shed a light on who this dude is and why he's in the movie, if you were the actor that played Ben in Harry Potter, we want to interview you.
My actual other gripe with it is that I feel like he was often put into say things that, oh no, is this right? That either, because it was Colin Creevy and Dennis Creevy was his brother in the books.
Yeah.
But just didn't.
Later in the movies, you get Nigel, that redheaded kid.
Sorry, Nigel replaced the Creevies.
Who's supposed to be the Creevies. And even that, you're like, who? The Creevies are still at the schools.
So. Why did you create Nigel? Yeah. Just call him Dennis.
But the other thing is, like, you got to think with, I call him random black guy, right? That kid. It's just like, at some point, the director of the film or the writers were like, okay, we need a character here to say this. And it's like, oh, let's get like Dean Thomas or you know, any other character. Like, let's just, an established character that's already in the movie. It's like, I think we need a new character who's never been in the movies before and isn't in the books just to say these lines.
Do you think that might annoy some of the fans? Who's going to notice?
The fans? What the hell? all right, that's enough ranting. I did want to read a few letters out, but I'll do them on an outpost this week. We should get into the fanfic.
Oh, I forgot about that.
We've gone extra long on the chit chat. But lots of the letters coming in. Still maintaining that both chit chat and fanfic are appreciated.
Okay, that's good.
Book. So, you know, we don't have to worry too much. We pick up the action though, Sam, after chapter 30, a gap in the pages, in which I believe the boys found out that Neely Dickless Ned is in fact the key to opening the Chamber of Secrets and finally resolving this book. So,
yes. Even though. We know that Derek and Dimmy,
the common room,
that their common room for the expelled house is in the Chamber of Secrets. So they both can get in, and they've tried to say that, but they get cut off every time.
Yeah, well, and that's the problem with the book. Like, all the adults are useless. And, I guess all I can say is we start off, as always, by reading. I don't know why we do this, because the listeners can see the title. We act like it's a surprise, but the first thing the listeners see is the title of the chapter.
Well, but which is funny, because at this point I am behind the listeners. Yeah. I don't know the chapter title until I read it.
Exactly. So Sam has just seen it, and Sam, as always, we start by reading the title of the chapter, and I'm going to say, and the listeners already know, I don't think we're progressing too much based on what I'm seeing.
Because, and I'll read it now. Chapter 31, Centaur Sex Party. It doesn't feel like this has much to do with the main plot.
But you never know. There's no filler chapters in this book.
Centaur Sex Party. Well, okay.
And we love our centaurs.
We do love, but it's weird that they're coming to the centre of the plot, because they're usually on the outside.
Well, it might not be the plot. You know, we don't know.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, centaur sex party.
Chapter 31, which I might add, I think it is technically the 32nd chapter,
yes,
though, isn't it?
There because there was two chapter 27s.
Yeah, which I think you did in the first book. So hopefully by the third book, you'll have the chapters sorted.
I'm pretty sure in the episode with Dilruk, it was like chapter 17, and then the next chapter was like chapter 15. And Dilruk was like, didn't we just do chapter 17? So, you can never really be sure. And also, if this is the 32nd chapter, book one had 32 chapters.
Right. So maybe it all wraps up right now.
The finale.
Today. Okay.
Season finale, guys. All right,
go. Here we go. The Centaur Sex Party.
This is how it starts.
Fuck. 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 Okay. Fuck. Fuck. Okay. All right. Fuck, said Harry Potter, anxiously. Hands at his head, pacing around nervously.
Okay, so Harry's like, fuck, 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 fuck. So he's worried.
He's worried about something. I'm glad I got those lines. Okay. It's okay, Harry, said Rob. We'll find Neely Dickless Ned. We'll get him to help unlock the chamber. We'll save Lockie. We'll kill Mr. Charger. And everything will be fine.
Good, that's good.
Oh, no, I'm not stressing about that, said Harry.
Of course he isn't.
I think I left the oven on back at Privet Drive.
Okay, so Harry owns Privet Drive now, apparently.
I inherit the house when Uncle Fatso died. Uncle Vernon.
Uncle Fatso.
And you did the wrong tense. I inherit the house when Uncle Fatso died.
And then in brackets, Uncle Vernon. In case we couldn't extrapolate that data.
Haven't been there in a long time, but it is possible. I left the oven on.
Which is a lot of people stress about this, including my mum. I would assume this is inspired by my mum's perils of coming back to the house and be like, I thought I left the oven on.
Can I just say that, but leaving the oven on is probably, if you're going to leave something, that's one of the safest ones to leave on. It's contained in the oven. You often slow cook things for...
That's actually true.
Some people leave it on deliberately for over 8 hours.
That's actually true.
They
what
can't get out.
What is something you'd leave on? Like the stovetop is a bit different because then there's gas.
It's more an open flame.
Yeah. Maybe, I think that's what I meant.
Maybe the iron, it's leaning against something.
Or like a hair straightener.
No, but the oven is often the one stressed about when I think that's the actual... Okay.
Yeah. Interesting.
Well, when was the last time you were there, said Michael? Probably about 3 years ago, said Harry.
So if there's still power connected to the house.
Well, it's way too late. That's it's way too late. There's no point going back, even if the oven was on, said Luke.
And can I just say, when do you reckon the last spell was used in this book? Do you remember the last time someone actually used magic or there was a class?
No, I can only... Probably in how many chapters ago when people were killing
yeah,
curse.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, okay.
Besides killing curses, there isn't much other magic used in this book. Whereas in other ones, it's mainly other magic, not
sometimes killing curses.
All right. So, okay. Fuck. I think I'm just going to go. I'll call Dudley.
Hang on, let's call
Dudley. Fuck. Uncle Vernon is going to kill me if a fire starts in the house, said Harry. But Harry, call me Mr. Potter, said Harry. Mr. Potter, call me Professor Potter. Professor Potter. Yes, mate, said Harry.
It does feel like he has like a 2-second memory as well. Like, Mr. Potter, call me Professor Potter. Professor Potter. Yeah, mate, what's up? You know that like really nice, the teacher is like really cool.
Yeah, mate.
Yeah, what's up, mate?
Yeah, cool. Well, come on out.
Can I go to the bathroom?
Yeah, because you don't have to ask.
Just go, mate. It's all good. I trust you.
There were definitely times when they were like, "Oh, you don't have to ask." But if you ever got up and walked out of the classroom, they're like, "Where do you think you're going?" Yeah. And you don't know what mood you're going to get to.
Professor Potter. Yes, mate.
Yes, mate.
Yeah, mate. What's up?
Uncle Vernon is dead. Everything's okay. It's a Gemini. Oh, okay.
So Gemini's read the books.
Yeah. Nah, he came back as a ghost, cheeky old bastard.
Can muggles come back as ghosts?
Apparently. That's why I hang out at Hogwarts all the time. He can't come here, said Harry.
So that's the reason he works at Hogwarts. And I just don't want to be at home with Uncle Vernon.
Yeah.
You realise you're an adult, you can live wherever you want.
You could even sell the house.
Yeah.
Okay, we need to find Nearly Dickless Ned, said Gemini. Think about it. If I were a nearly dickless ghost, living a nearly dickless life, where would I be?
It's a great question.
A nearly dickless life.
Yeah, God, you'd hate that.
Sounds like a nice little book.
It's kind of like you're in a dry spell. It's a nearly dickless life.
Yeah. If I don't think that informs where I would go. Okay. Harry gaped at the wall behind Gemini. I've got it. He reached to the wall and plucked a poster off that was on the wall. Now. For some reason, the text all goes into bright blue.
Yeah, okay. In the book. So this is the poster, I guess. This is Sam is reading from the poster, and it's supposed to be you're looking at the poster now.
Okay. Friends is invited, all centaurs too.
It's
already wrong.
Maybe that's our centaur's speech.
So maybe Ferenz has invited.
Ferenz, of course, being one of the main centaurs we meet in the book, the original Harry Potter's.
Okay, then. Invited all centaurs to the 25th anal centaur sex party.
So do you want to say it?
So instead of annual.
Well, I think the interesting thing about this is we can't actually be sure if it's a typo for annual if I actually meant anal, because I think it's supposed to be the 25th annual centaur sex party, but I think I just wrote anal.
You've
by
written
mistake.
Anal. Well, I don't know. It might be.
Yeah.
A chance for all centaurs in the area to let loose for a sexy party. No kids allowed. Perfect for a detour in a book for a filler chapter.
The author's just padding the book out now. It's just like, there's a lot of fun to be had in this world. There's a lot of scenarios.
I wonder if when you were however old, you would just like set yourself the challenge to, I've got to write a chapter every day or whatever.
Write and the longest book.
You're just like,
ever.
I don't know what's going to happen, so I might as well just make up something else. So funny. Okay, the poster continues. RSVP never, just show up. Then it says, RSVP to Ferenz on 985221444. Is that your actual phone number?
No.
But also,
RSVP never, just show up. However, RSVP to Ferenz.
Make sure you let us know.
I mean, we're chill, but just let us know.
It's continued on the poster. Nearly Dickless Ned has already RSVP'd and he won't be coming, and he also wasn't invited because he isn't a centaur. He is a dead guy. He also doesn't have a dick, so even if he was a centaur, he couldn't participate.
This does feel like it's like, all right, I've got to write a chapter and I just...
Yeah.
There's typing shit. So many spelling errors.
And whoever wrote the poster is like, guys, we don't have enough text for this post. We need to put the poster out, but we've got a lot of room left.
I also love... He's already RSVP'd. He won't be coming. Also, he wasn't invited.
He doesn't have a dick, so if he... Yeah. Well,
but imagine RSVPing to an event you weren't invited to. It's like, hey, sorry, I just wanted to let you know I won't be coming to your wedding. That's cool. You weren't invited. We barely know you. Yeah, I just wanted to let you know I'm not coming. Yep.
Well, interestingly, this happens for people's weddings in a similar way.
Oh.
I've had this with a friend's wedding or a friend of a friend where their partners weren't invited. But because people do these like online RSVPs, they then RSV... Then the people have RSVP'd. Yep, thanks. We'll be there, like, you know... Sam and Mel.
Oh.
And as in like they RSVP yes for two people. Like, no, we've only invited one of you.
But
then it happened with like a whole group. And these people had to be like, I'm sorry, but all of your partners aren't invited. There's like 10 of them.
Interesting. Because I would feel like at a wedding, it's like you bring a partner. Like if you're in a relationship, often I feel like weddings are about being there with your partner.
It is, but I've got a bit of an issue. Okay, think about weddings. People are often like trying to crunch the numbers down.
It's expensive.
And so let's say you've got 150 people that are going to come to the wedding and you're like, okay, if I have Mike come, my cousin Margaret can't come.
Yeah.
And you're going to that level. So you've cut off actual family, actual friends, but then you realize that 75 of the people are actually strangers that are partners.
You've never met.
Exactly. Like, what is with that? You're like, why? But like, why should I invite Mike's, you know, summer fling?
And there will be several.
And there will be several. Why would I invite...
Inquire within.
Yeah. Why would I invite a random girl you're dating who I've met once and not like... Say, even if they are my friend from primary school, like I know them.
Yeah. And so then you're doing a speech. Like say it's a birthday party as well. You're doing a speech and you want to be like, guys, thank you so much for coming. All of you have been such a big part of my life. And it's like, no, you have. I don't even know you. You're my mate's girlfriend for like the past 2 months. Yes. I don't fucking know you.
A friend of mine's getting married soon and she said the same thing. She's like, I don't want to get up there and say everyone in this room has been such an integral part of our relationship. It's like, no, you haven't.
But also that's such a funny part. Like say you're like the only plus one at a party, right? So like everyone else knows the person whose birthday it is except you're the one plus one. And then they do that speech. Everyone here means so much to me. You know deep down you're not part of this and you do feel that.
But then I just act it. I'm like, yeah. Oh God, I love you, mate.
We love Jimmy. We love Jimmy. God.
Anyway, I just...
Detour.
Yeah, okay. But speaking of centaur sex parties, you posted this meme during the week.
How to centaur spoon.
How to centaur spoon.
Yeah, memes every day on HPATB pod Instagram, by the way. Yeah, go check them out.
Yeah, how would a centaur spoon, would it be with their like their human arms around the little spoon and with their, you know.
Because they have six limbs.
Yeah, they have six limbs. Or would they have their frontal like horse legs around the woman's shoulder, the other man's shoulders. And
I'm honestly curious as to how centaurs have sex.
Yeah, so hopefully we find out. We find out this chapter.
Moving bits and pieces down there.
All right, we'll continue. All right,
the poster is over. This is back into dialogue.
Yes. Harry, nearly Dickles Ned won't be at that party.
Dickles. Just forgot an S.
I forgot an S. So nearly Dickles Ned.
Is that a different character?
Well, maybe. Maybe that's that kid from the movie. Nearly Dickles Ned won't be at that party. This is just leading us right into another filler chapter. We really think we should just keep going with the book as planned and not take any further detour. Luke began. Say no more. Say no more. Boys, I know better than to get caught up in some stupid side adventure while I'm on a main adventure. So let's continue with the book as planned. The no E on the end of the continue.
Yeah, that threw still you a bit. Worked. I could feel it.
Yeah, continue.
Continue.
Continue, it looks more like. With the book as planned, you guys wait here. I'm just going to use the bathroom to bait. Yes, Tibetan. That's what I'll be doing. So give me 3 minutes or so and I'll come straight out. Oh, is that Father Goyle? What's he doing here? Harry said while pointing behind the boys. The boys all turned around with no sign of Father Goyle. And when they turned back, Harry was running away from them up the hallway, up the stairs and out of sight.
It's really Gilderoy Lockhart vibes. Like, oh yeah, I know where the chamber is. I'll be right back. And then he's packing all his bags.
Oh, it is. The boys stood there for a sec, only to see and hear Harry run back down. He ran up to them, panting and puffing from the run. The boys were happy he came back. Harry Potter wasn't so bad after all.
He's had a change of heart.
Sorry, but unrelated, but which way is Neville's office? Said Harry.
Is this just another chapter where Neville and Harry go to the Forbidden Forest to have a sex session?
Oh, no. Yeah, because why does he need Neville?
Someone messaged into the show, and I'll read it on Outpost, but they were like, hey, Mike, I could have done without chapter 28.
Oh, no.
And I looked up chapter 28, and it was Neville's sex party.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, well, we could have done without a lot of these chapters, but that's not the point.
It was grotesque.
Yeah.
But, you know, we must
read the text. We can't pick and choose chapters.
Mm. Just like people who love the Bible, they never pick and choose bits to suit their lifestyle. They don't do that.
Yeah, you just have to take everything at face value.
That's right.
Yeah.
And anyway, we won't say more about that. The boys pointed in the direction of where Neville's office, and Harry ran off once again.
Jesus Christ. Oh, God.
And then we have, I guess you can do this in a book, but it has, meanwhile, in Neville's office.
That got used a lot in the first book, a lot of meanwhiles, but hasn't been used much in book two.
Mm. Neville is on the phone. I just realised, when do they have phones?
One phone, but two, it's now present tense. Like, meanwhile in Neville's office,
Neville is on the phone.
Hello.
It does give some kind of energy and urgency to the book.
But also Neville's on the phone. I guess maybe wizards have adopted phones now.
Maybe. No worries, Parvati Patil. I'm glad Lavender Brown put in a good reference for me. We can definitely organise a 7 minutes in heaven soon. I free on Wednesday at 3, otherwise Friday at 2. But otherwise I'm pretty booked out for the next 6 months. So those are your only two options. Harry?
So Neville is booked out for seven minutes in heaven for 6 months.
So 7 minutes back to back every day. We're thinking
just making out, maybe a cheeky hand job.
Oh, if he's lucky.
Well, what else do they want it for?
And Parvati's booking in. Parvati would never go for Neville.
I don't know.
Maybe she would.
Depends.
That is very funny.
That's hilarious.
Okay, so maybe these sex lessons really worked for him. Harry had burst into the office like Kramer, and the audience laughed like Kramer appeared.
So Harry's burst through the door with his feet first.
Woo! Woo! Neville, come with me!
And that is a very Kramer kind of thing. Like when Kramer comes into Seinfeld, to Jerry's apartment, he's like, levels. I'm making levels.
And then I'm stressed.
Yeah, yeah. And one of my favorite Seinfeld quotes is from that app when Kramer's like, what? Because he wants to take out all the furniture in his apartment and build levels. And he's like, what? What? You don't think I can do it? You don't think I can do it? And then Jerry's like, oh, I don't think that you can do it. I know that you can, and I'm certain you won't.
Well, you don't think I can, huh? Oh, no, it's not that I don't think you can. I know that you can't, and I'm positive that you won't.
I think my favourite Kramer bit is when he's telling the story of him catching the bus.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I can't even remember the whole quote.
I'll try and find the audio.
Yeah, yeah.
And put it in here.
And then he's just telling the story about someone's lost their toe or whatever. And he's like, and now I'm driving the bus.
Because the driver, he's passed out because of all the commotion. The bus is out of control. So I grab him by the collar. I take him out of the seat. I get behind the wheel. Now I'm driving the bus.
Just now I'm driving the bus.
Such
just,
a good show. Yeah. To all the young kids who listen to this, listen to watch Seinfeld. Very funny.
I don't think Seinfeld needs our plug. This is like...
Guys, from two comedy experts who were complaining this morning about having to start at 9:30 a.m, watch a bit of Seinfeld.
Watch Seinfeld, yeah. Support Seinfeld, guys.
Support their Patreon. Mm-hmm. Okay, we feel like this is a long ep, yeah. So let's just...
So Harry dragged Neville against his will, and the next thing we knew, they were walking straight into the Forbidden Forest... completely naked. So I feel like we're back in chapter 28 or whatever.
Copy and paste job here, seems.
Okay, remind me again, why are we going back to the Forbidden Forest in completely naked? Said Neville. Ah, Neville! I told you 8 times already! He held up 2 fingers. The centaurs are having a sex party, and it's the perfect opportunity for you to try out all the new sex moves you've been learning from me over the last few weeks and from the last few chapters. Remember? Said Harry. Oh, right, said Neville. One more thing, said Harry. Do you remember like 3 years ago we hung out at Privet Drive and I baked cookies for us? Do you remember if I turned the oven off or not? I don't think that was me, said Neville. Fuck. Must bring that other guy, Daniel or something, said Harry.
Why does this joke...
I don't know.
Okay, it's okay.
He goes, Daniel or something. Ron, said Neville. No, I think it was Daniel. Redheaded guy with the big dick. Oh, said Harry. What the fuck? Huh, said Neville.
And in the previous chapter, didn't he say, it was Percy's brother. He was a good kid. Yeah. He just can't remember Ron's name.
Remember Ron. Redheaded guy with the big dick, said Harry. Huh? Said Neville? No, nothing. Nothing much. You? Said Harry, with his hands in his pockets. Harry is...
NMU.
I'm not... With no disrespect, I think Harry's schizophrenic.
It's just...
Or...
Like, what?
Multiple personality disorder. Yeah,
there's something wrong with him.
Nothing much. You?
Puts his hand in his pockets.
Like, imagine if you were like, hey, what did you say? And I said, oh, nothing much. How are you?
Yeah.
And like, you'd been hanging out already for, you know, 10, 15 minutes.
Harry Potter and the Boys will be right back. Excuse this interruption, teachers and students. Just a reminder that Derek is a disgrace to all wizards, and a quick shout out to my other podcast, 20th Century Boy. It's the conversations you wish you were having about the stuff that nobody else cares about. If you like this podcast and you like listening to me talk, you'll love my other podcast, 20th Century Boy. Harry Potter and the Boys actually started as a segment on that show. This week on the show, I'm talking about how I became a podcast producer here in Australia. So if you're interested in the industry, I give a lot of advice of how I got to where I am now. I also talk about the brand new Avatar movie and why I think it's going to be a commercial failure. Plus, you could win a Christmas sweater worth $50. Find out how over on 20th Century Boy now. Plus, if you like either of my shows and you're listening on Spotify, please leave a 5-star review. As well as that, you can leave a written review on Apple. It really strokes my ego and makes my day to read them. So please do that now. Anyway, enough from me. Let's get back to the show.
Oh my God. The guys kept walking and found their way to the Centaur sex party. They initially watched from afar as about 300 centaurs all participated in what can only be described as a sex party.
I'm sorry, guys. This book makes
You're
me
trying
laugh.
To make us visualize 300 centaurs just in this big pile of sex.
But it's the centaur sex party. It's like, look, you can only describe it as like a sex party, I guess.
Yeah. And then you can only describe it as that, and you have only described it as that for the whole chapter. They were all just having sex in a centaur-like style.
Makes sense.
Okay.
This book makes me laugh. God. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
I was going to say, this book just, honestly, there's no greater laughter of my week than doing this pod, and I hope the listeners share that.
Because it's so dumb. But I'm glad it's so dumb that... A normal person would have stopped writing it, but it just keeps going. It's so good. I take that back. Ferenz was walking around to baiting his dick and being like, "Welcome to the sex party," to various centaurs coming.
Can I actually ask on the spooning thing? Think about this. One, where is a centaur's dick? is it where, like, a human dick would be, or is it where, like, a horse's dick would be?
I imagine it'd be where a horse's
dick. So towards the hind legs.
Yeah, yeah.
So then how does a centaur masturbate? Because I reckon the arms are way too far away at that point.
Maybe he can bend around.
Possibly. Yeah. Guys, ride in.
Or maybe he's using a hoof.
The front hoof.
Yeah, I don't know. So that's really, yeah, anyway. Some of the centaurs weren't very horny. So they were just chilling, eating popcorn, watching.
Mm-hmm, fair enough.
Now, Neville, get into this costume with me. Whispered Harry, holding up a two-person centaur costume.
It's like at
Lucky Harry had this on hand.
Like at a Halloween party, you might go dressed as like a horse or something.
Oh my god, I'm crying at where this will go. What is that? Said Neville. It's a centaur costume. Didn't you listen to the narrator? He specifically said that I was holding up a two-person centaur costume, said Harry. That's quite funny, actually. Said Neville, I don't always listen to that guy. He doesn't seem to be reliable. He doesn't always seem reliable. Much like the unreliable narrator trope. Besides, I don't really want to go in costume. It didn't say it was a costume party. Jesus fucking Christ, Neville! Jesus Christ, no! It didn't fucking say it was a costume party. It said it was a fucking centaur party. And what are you, Neville? Are you a centaur? Are you? Because you don't look like a centaur. You look like a people, Neville. And is it a people party? Answer me, Neville, is this a people party?
You know, look, are you a centaur, Neville? No, you're a fucking people. And is this a people party, Neville? Tell me, Neville.
Does it look like a Neville? Answer me, Neville. Is this a people party? No, said Neville, moping. What party is it, Neville? You tell me. You tell me, since evidently you can't understand common knowledge things, said Harry.
I feel so bad for Neville.
And it is funny, Harry being angry and then mispronouncing things because the things are misspelled. A centaur party, said Neville, tears popping his eyes.
Okay,
that's right, Neville. Well done, Neville. 10 points to Gryffindor, Neville. That's right. I'll treat you like a fucking child because that's what you are, Neville. A fucking child.
I just feel like...
That we've just had a lot of... Harry
harassing Neville
monologues.
And I love them, but I wonder what I was channeling as a kid. Like, I feel like I just wanted to get anger out and I chose Neville.
That's at least you weren't going beating up kids in the corridor.
Kids, nah.
But it does seem like that. Now, if you're a people and this is a centaur party, how do you expect to walk in? You know, Neville, you need to think. Use your brain. Use it, Neville. Me, Harry Potter, did think. I brought us a centaur costume so we could fucking entor. Oh, fuck.
Entor.
This is really hard. So we could fucking enter the centaur spelled party. Because people can't go to the centaur party. Oh my god, this keeps going.
Centaur party. It goes for a very long time.
Holy shit. Because people can't go to the centaur party, Neville. Neville, life doesn't need to be this hard.
Imagine one of your friends saying this to you. Sam, life doesn't need to be this hard, mate. Let's just go to the fucking thing.
And me just listening, me like sitting there just going, oh, sure, okay, yeah.
Yeah, I am an idiot.
And I feel like Harry's had this, you know, pent up. I don't know why life needs to be so hard for you with your floppy ears, your idiot socks, and your playful nipples.
Playful nipples.
Does that mean the nipples are playing or that's playful to...
I think it's just they're nice to play with.
Okay.
You know, most nipples are.
Oh, gosh. For me, life is easy. And I like my friends to be the same. But no. No, no, no. Everything that I do with you, Neville, always has to be hard. You know Hermione? Things are never hard with her. Daniel? Never hard with him. He was fine, that guy. Yeah, I love Daniel.
We assume it's wrong.
We assume wrong. But with you, Neville, you're just never quite there, are you? You know what, Neville? I have half a mind to just take you straight back to the castle. Just go back, go to bed and call it a night. No sex party. It's funny because that's probably what he wanted. Yeah.
That's exactly what Neville wants.
Nothing, just a boring old night for the two of us. But no, I always think of you. I see a poster sent to a sex party and my first thought is, oh, Neville would love this. It's perfect for him.
This is like gaslighting and abuse. Like, yeah. See, I'm such a good friend. I'm always thinking of you and you just fucking
never
can't
think
get
of
it
me.
Right.
Yeah. What have you done for me, Neville? What? Name one thing, because I always think of you. Now, either walk back to the castle right now and go to bed or get into this costume with me. I also just add for the listeners, I feel like a lot of the sentences or words are randomly capitalized. Yeah. So it's kind of hard. The intonation. It's hard to get.
That was a great read. Yeah. Like, amazing. I feel like you really embody Harry as he is in this
book. I hope so. Yeah. But just for context, like, we just had that line. So, and go to bed, lowercase, and then it goes, or get into this costume, uppercase, with me,
lowercase. Yeah. So it's, you know. It's a bit haphazard.
Mm. Neville began walking back to the castle crying.
So Neville goes, all right, I'll go back to the castle.
No, come back, man, what the hell, said Harry, chasing after. Come on, why are you leaving? What the hell, man, this sucks.
Okay, and that reminds me of that Simpsons ep where it's Homer hires the private investigator to investigate Sideshow Bob, and he's like, I can be very persuasive. I'll convince Sideshow Bob to leave town. And then it cuts, he's at a diner with Sideshow Bob. It's like, come on, leave town. Aww. No. Come on. No. I'll be your best friend. No. Aw, you're mean.
That, I feel like that's exactly what this was.
Now don't you fret. When I'm through, he won't set foot in this town again. I can be very, very persuasive.
Come on, leave town.
No.
I'll be your friend.
No.
Oh, you're mean.
Oh, come on. We're leaving. What the hell, man? This sucks. Then we have little asterisks and Family Guy cutaway style.
Okay. So
in the book,
it's like a fast cut to something, I guess.
Harry and Neville were back in the Forbidden Forest.
Okay, so what I like about that is, like, through editing, I guess, like, because I guess that's us, that's the writer again writing it as if it's a movie or a show, right? Yeah. So it's saying, you know, we leave this scene of Harry going, come on, this sucks, man. And then next cut, they're just walking back to the forest. So in that omission, there was some interaction between Harry and Neville where he convinced Neville to come back.
Yeah, and Neville's like, okay. Yeah. Harry and Neville back at the Forbidden Forest, now in the centaur costume.
So they're in it now.
Yeah.
So just a quick cut and they're just like, back and now they're in the costume.
So come on. Like, oh, fuck, okay. Harry was the head and torso, while Neville was the bottom half, including the dick. So I guess that answers your question.
At least
the dick,
in this lore.
Harry had his hands on his hips and was walking towards the sex party. He was farting a lot for so reason, and Neville's head was in the costume right near Harry's bum, so he was getting all the farts in his face. Harry smiled, intentionally doing this.
That's such a power trip from Harry.
Just having the best time.
I'm going to just fart in Neville's face. Fuck him.
Friends saw him. Ah, Harry, so nice of you to join the sex party. But, as stated, it is for centaurs only.
So the costume didn't work.
Yeah, exactly.
Harry, who is Harry?
Said Harry in a deep, mysterious style of voice. I am Philcox the Mighty.
Philcox the Mighty.
From a faraway centaur planet. I heard from afar about the sex party and had to check it out.
I came down on my spaceship.
That is funny because, I guess Harry's face is still, like, in a centaur costume.
It's still his
head. It's still
head.
Your upper body and face. Oh, Philcox, my apologies. You look quite like my friend, especially with the glasses and the lightning bolt scar.
There you go.
Also, it looks like you are two humans in costume. But alas, Mars is bright tonight, said Ferenc.
Because he says that in the book, doesn't he?
I don't know.
I think he says that in the book, Mars is bright tonight.
And from this book, doesn't alas mean someone's horny? Yeah. Well, that's what happened. Mars is indeed bright tonight, said Phil Cox.
So the narrator is established.
Yeah, Harry, that is Harry now and Phil Neville Cox. Are Phil Cox together. My Humps by the Black Eyed Peas started playing, and several of the girl centaurs were shaking their boobs around in a sexual dance style to make their boobs look desirable. But you've misspelled desirable, but that is just...
shaking their boobs my around humps, in a sexual humps, dance.
And like their centaurs as well, which is just quite funny.
Yeah, because where are the boobs? Like, do girl centaurs have... Because, but do they have udders and boobs? Like, do they have maybe chest boobs and then they have udders like a horse? Like a horse would have milk sacs. Anyway, we don't need to get into it.
I don't think you milk or...
Oh, you do. Yeah, you do. But they must have nipples. Like horses must feed their young.
They wouldn't, they wouldn't have an udder though.
Okay, but they would have nipples underneath their...
Yeah.
But but does that mean they don't have boobs? Or are the... Do you know what I mean? It's a very... It's not really... It's ill-informed.
Well, hopefully young Mike has put some thought into this. And
also,
I think he...
Oh, right, yeah. Go.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Also, boobs always look desirable. So they don't have to do much.
Exactly. Exactly. Now... sing it, sister.
Now, tell me, friends. The centaur females, are they prone to a good old... In-out routine, said Phil Cox the Mighty.
I've no idea what you're talking about, Phil Cox, but you can enter the sex part. He was interrupted by the sound... Oh, the sex party. He was interrupted by the sound of material tearing and a thump sound as Neville Longbottom fell out of the back of the costume, hitting the floor with a thud. Ferenz looked shocked and appalled.
Professor Longbottom... And Mr. Phil Cox.
You are Harry Potter, said Ferenz, putting his hand to his mouth in shock, then to bait in his dick a bit. But not at Harry and Neville and the situation, more just at some of the female centaurs. Just
the ultimate jilted feeling of like, well, I'm stunned by this, but look at all those females over there. I'm just to bait my dick a bit at the sex party. Jesus Christ.
Harry looked around.
Sorry, everyone.
Harry looked around shocked and then said, Neville, you lied to me. You told me we were going to a costume party. You lied. You liar. Neville is a liar. Neville lied. He was shouting out. He and Neville were instantly removed from the party by the centaurs. And as they walked back to the castle, Harry began ripping into Neville again. Okay, here we go.
And so this is all caps.
It's all caps, but...
For a long time, it looks like.
It does.
Not too long.
Oh, easy for you to say.
I don't have to read it.
You ruined it, Neville. You fucking ruined it. You can't do anything right, Neville. It's a miracle the sword came out of that hat for you back in Deathly Hallows. Now we have to go back to the main action of the book and actually do shit, Neville. Actually do shit relevant to the book. Is that what you want, Neville? Is that where you want your life to be right now? You could be at a centaur sex party, but instead you want to be doing the Actil book.
What is going on?
How could anyone love you? How? How, Neville? How? It's not a trick question.
Does he want him to answer? Yeah. Oh, I'm nice. No!
Instead, anyway. I'm sorry, said Neville. Now, good man. You want to stop off at Macca's on the way back to the castle? Said Harry.
There's wizard Macca's. Yeah.
The two went to the Macca's at Hogsmeade. Harry got a Big Mac, and Neville just got chips because he, quote, wasn't hungry. The oven at Privet Drive exploded and killed three muggles who lived next door. The end of the chapter.
It's like, you know what I like is like just implanting this nonsense thing about the oven at the start of the chapter, and it ends up being the closer. Like,
that has that's one of the best endings of a chapter ever.
Really liked that. That was a great chapter.
That was despite having nothing to do with the story, that was a great chapter.
Yeah.
That was fun, wasn't it? Fantastic. Because you can see that at the end of like either a movie or whatever, and then this random relevant thing, it cuts to that, the album explodes.
And Uncle Vernon's ghost is like, ah! Yeah. And it's chapters like that really explain why this podcast keeps growing.
Oh, yes. You can see why it's so popular. That is so funny.
It was fun. It's really good.
And they went to... I love that there's a Macca's in Hogsmeade.
Yeah, I love that too. Now, so how are you... Do you need a break? As in, like, do you need a break, like, because you've been on for a bunch of weeks, but I, like, we're coming in... It feels like we're coming to a crux, but, you know, Sam does this podcast out of the good of his heart.
Ah, yes.
So, you know...
I love hearing other voices on the podcast as well. So, yeah, if you want to get...
Well, yeah.
Mix it up.
I mean, this is an off-air conversation.
Yes, yeah, it really is.
We now just have off-air... Like, have you noticed as soon as the chapter ends, I just lean back on my chair and I'm like, all right, well, let's just talk about the next step.
Same. I'm just thinking... And I then reflect on this chapter that was, which...
Yeah. Well, any other reflections?
Yeah, it was just funny that a centaur costume and...
Yeah.
I guess we never really found out. You only described it as a centaur sex party, which apparently is the only way you can describe it.
Yeah, it's really good. I'm going to do an owl post, guys, in the next week. So send in some owls. I'll probably record that later in the week. Oh, well, actually, they're not hearing this till next week, and I would have already. So don't. Well, if you there's no way. There's no way you can send it. But send an owl now for the next owl post.
So are we living in the past?
We're in the past right now. We're in the past. The other thing is, yeah, live show. We're getting really close to locking in a date. I actually think it might be late Jan. Are you away? Are you guys... Sorry, off-air conversation. Are you going away over summer?
No.
If we're talking last couple of weeks of January, Sam, do you reckon you're available?
I think I am.
Or early Feb. And listeners, just like if you're in Melbourne and like late Jan, early Feb is good for you, can you just send me a thumbs up just so we can get an indication of numbers? We are chatting to a venue and we want to like start locking it in, but I obviously don't want to lock in a date if no one can come.
This might be an off-air chat, but are you looking at a nighttime or a...
It'll be a Saturday night.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So it'll be a fun night out, and I'll definitely be... After the show, I'll stick around after the chat to people. Sam might, but he has no obligation to do that. But yeah, that's basically it from me.
Yeah, well, it's your podcast, so maybe we should just... Fuck off.
Well, all right. Go and follow the Insta and TikTok at HPATBpod. Yeah. I'm also putting some of the Harry Potter clips up on my YouTube channel as shorts, which do really well as
and
well.
And I'm wearing shorts.
That's true. And it's getting cold in here from the aircon. Patreon.com/RadioMike. Chuck us a dollar to support the show if you can. At Sam Garlep on Insta. When can they buy... Tickets don't go on sale for your show till next year.
No. I'm going to get them out before Chrissy.
Okay, cool. So get some tickets to Sam's show.
So yeah.
If you buy a ticket and you present it at the live show, Sam will sign your boobs.
I didn't agree to that.
But he's excited.
But I am. I'm into it.
All right, we're wrapping this. It's a sinking ship. We're getting off.
All right.
Goodbye.
Hamores. So. What are we going to do with this centaur costume?
Podcast was a Radio Mike original production. Head to radiomike.com.au to check out all our other content. Stay up to date at radio.mike on Instagram and get in touch radiomikepod@gmail.com.